Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen TikTok-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. TikTok. Refresh your good vibes.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Reno Collier, Today in History, and Josh is killing it. We'll have that and more coming up right after this.
I was born on August 24th, 1964. Which is 9 months and 2 days after the Kennedy assassination.
Oh. Wow.
Which tells you all you need to know about how my father processes grief. And now when I see the footage of the assassination, I get nervous because I realize if he misses, I might not be here. Hurry up! He's almost at the underpass!
Wow.
One of many funny stories about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes, indeed.
You know, they lost his brain. Do you know
what do you mean they lost his brain?
By the way, Google this. Do not take my word for it. They took the brain out of his head to weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went away. And the theory is that...
Abby,
exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
They think that the Kennedy family had it removed so it wouldn't become some sort of grisly artifact.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that 10 years after the Kennedy assassination... When you were elected president, the first thing they did was they took you down into the basement of the CIA where you met a very special chimp. We're having a lot of problems with the economy. Well, the problem is the lira is sinking everything in England. Let me throw my poop at the wall and see what sticks. I'll come back in an hour.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We just got an update. Josh is going fishing, Reno. With his brothers and his mom in Lake of the Ozarks. So we're trying to figure out if he can take a box of cicadas with him.
To use as bait.
Someone suggested putting them in one of those styrofoam coolers.
Yeah, so the noise should
keep
be.
Keep the noise down except for the...
The styrofoam
the styrofoam cooler.
Sounds like a mattress.
Are the cicadas banging it out in the cooler? What are you?
No, I'm not.
You get those cheap styrofoam coolers.
And the lid doesn't sit.
Going a long drive and every time.
Yes. Because the lid doesn't sit correctly.
So, Reno, you recorded the new album last Tuesday. Tell me how it went.
It was awesome, man. It was so much fun. Having that construction job, I got so much more material. You know what I mean? It's so weird, like how much you get when you go get a real job. The material just flows. It was awesome.
I'm trying to remember. Did I forward you the album title suggestion?
I have.
Which one?
Do you have it, Josh?
Yes. Yeah. Because it is a lot about construction and stuff. I thought you could call and new jokes. You could call it labor and material.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that good?
Kind of a song.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Labor and material. Yeah. I got renovation a lot.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter, renovate. Labor it was so material. Much fun.
Labor
man.
And materials. hilarious.
Sounds like he's having a baby to me.
Not every title has to be yuck, yuck, funny.
Well, that's one of them. That's not
a comedy album. Why would it be?
Please don't title my album.
The Importance of Carburetor Repair.
I liked Reno 411. I thought was quite humorous.
Oh yeah, these are all better.
No, but I, okay. Now Reno, this is a reference. To me, this is a really good one. This is a reference to one of the most famous phrases in the history of rock and roll. Okay,
all right.
It would be Reno need no education.
No. Reno.
That would have been good on the teaching one.
Education.
Yeah, that would have been good on the teaching one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. You don't like it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, this guy's
it was great. And then I went to Detroit and had shows this weekend at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. And when I got into Michigan, I was driving. I was like, I know pot's legal here because there was a dude riding a motorcycle down the highway with no helmet but a mask on.
That'll protect you.
I'm like, dude, what has happened to your bikers, man?
That's
maybe his bandana slid down.
Maybe his bandana. I didn't get it. I get it.
A lot of bikers wear
bandana on his head.
I get it. Sorry, I stand by that.
Makes it tougher to smoke.
Try again.
Wait a minute. Josh may throw the headphones down.
We didn't say leave. We said try again.
He may throw the Zoom on.
You got one more shot.
Reno, how soon do you have to have a title for the album?
I think everybody's as nervous.
Oh, I got some time. I got a little while.
Reno failure.
No, negative. No.
I like that too.
That's dumber than labors and materials.
I have a really good one.
Go ahead.
I have a really good one. Reno, are you familiar with the work of Avril Lavigne?
I am.
The song Skater Boy.
Skater Boy.
Well, she geniusly put the number 8. It was SK8ER, skater.
Yep.
What if you didn't renovate, like you said, but you throw an 8 after the V? Great idea.
Yeah.
Genius idea.
Reno
everybody loves it. The room loves it, Reno. You can't see it, but everybody loves it.
What does the 8 stand for?
We're stung.
It's the 8th project that he's done. I don't know what the 8 stands for. I'm doing a cool thing for him. I'm helping him out.
It's cool. It's like a license plate.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Reno.
You have, Reno, you get dressed up like a corpse. And they lay you out on one of those marble slabs.
Reno failure.
Like right? You're dead, and it says Reno failure.
Yeah.
No.
What about Renaissance Man?
I feel like I'm talking to my dad.
Live at Zany's?
Live at Zany's.
No, how about Live at the Purple Onion? Throw him a.
How about a comedy album with Reno Collier?
What?
A comedy album. So it starts as the first one when you type in a comedy album and you come up first, AAA.
And then the next one could be a B comedy album.
Yikes. Sorry, Reno.
Or AA comedy tour. Sorry.
That's Patsy's in that one. So
it's up to you there, cowboy.
Dude, when I drive on these long trips, I call friends that I haven't talked to in a long time. And I called one of my buddies in Atlanta. And I'm talking to him, and he has me on Bluetooth, and he just got a new BMW convertible, and he's sitting in a drive-thru at a restaurant, and he's sitting there going like, yeah, man, I got this new BMW. I'm like, that's cool. And he's like, I mean, it's not like your truck, but it's new BMW. I'm like, I get it, man. And he's like, hold on, I need to order my food. And he has me on Bluetooth, and he goes, can I get a double cheeseburger? And the guy goes, excuse me. And I go, fix me a sandwich. I'm in a BMW. Through the Bluetooth. The guy's like, pull around. I want to watch you eat it. I was like, see you, dude. Enjoy your car.
Well, that's very nice. Well, this
labor and materials.
You know,
really,
if you've ever.
I got a good one here.
What do you have there,
Mr. Allen suggested, and I'll make a little variation on this. Have you, the cover photo of you holding a thing of Preparation H suppositories.
Oh, God.
And what happens in Reno stays in Reno.
Good God.
Anything to have it about a butt.
Yeah, I know. That's why I liked Reno failure.
I stand by labor and material. It's a very contractory thing. It's like, hey, so does that include labor and material?
No, it includes laughs.
That's going to be implied.
By what?
So, oh, God.
So you think every comedy album should have a silly name?
Maybe something suggesting it's comedic. Can't just ride
like renal failure.
Yeah,
that is not comedic.
No, but if you have you got to have a clever.
Funnier than kidney failure.
No
I
joke.
Can tell you that.
Yeah, renal failure. You got to have like a funny cover, a picture of you, and implying that you know you're dying.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out the title for Godwin's album.
Yeah,
so this
still
is
arguing about
this,
that.
Yeah,
well.
That really could be renal failure.
Here we go. this isn't bad. Have you holding a hammer and a nail and it says, nailed it?
This isn't bad, you prefaced that with.
Yeah, and Tom,
that's how you sold that.
This is a comedy album down in the corner. It will make you laugh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know. Reno, we're failing you, Reno. I'm so sorry.
That's okay, buddy.
Okay.
Reno, we'll figure it out.
Damn title, you punk.
maybe how about you should have heard the feature act. Okay.
You should see the other guy.
That is a good. I like that title a lot. You should see the other
guy. You should see the other guy. That is good.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Reno, I thought we'd maybe take this opportunity to review Today in History because Chick keeps complaining
all right.
So late in the show.
I'm now for Today in History because I've been complaining it's too late in the show. Here's Tom. help me.
Do you know who Samuel Morse was?
I'm guessing Morse code.
How can he be in the news?
Exactly.
Yeah, this seems like
it.
This seems like a week.
You're a liar.
Yes.
You're going to play a song now.
For a week on this show.
Every time we do Today in History,
right,
his name
birthday.
Comes up.
Well, today,
Samuel Morse must be 3,000 years old.
It's a lot. Okay. And by the way, we don't even use it anymore,
no,
Sam.
Nobody
okay.
cares.
There are places where they still use Morse code.
Where? The Illusion.
It's the song.
It's just
isn't this neat?
Yeah, it's great.
So what are you thinking? People are sitting around, man, did you hear Bob and Tom show today? Yeah, I played Morse code. Wow, really?
Yeah.
I hope you heard it. Yeah, I got a tape of it. You want to hear it?
Okay,
sure.
Why not?
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, my God, that is amazing.
Okay, let's see. There's more.
Well, what
to
did Morse do then?
Just listen carefully.
Yeah, stop.
Listen carefully, he said.
This is Bob Moran.
It's what experienced operators mean by smooth sending when they say another operator has a good fist.
What? Oh, I see.
Oh, I get it.
How does one acquire a fist that good?
Oh.
Actually, it's not too hard.
All right.
Just do what the man says.
What about my penis?
See, there is no way that was a
see,
real thing.
In the art of Morse code, apparently if you listen long enough to someone, you'd actually be able to recognize who it was the same way you'd recognize a voice.
Why are we talking about this again?
It's Samuel Morse's birthday today, the inventor of the Morse code.
That's
famous,
not true.
Famous,
that can't be.
Of course,
it's
for
every
Samuel.
Other week.
Watson,
why did
we come talk here. About I want to see you stop.
Why did we talk about it last week?
I think it was the invention of the Morse code or the telegraph or something. How about this one? 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opens. Anybody else walk across?
I've walked it.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Piece
mm-hmm.
of garbage.
Yeah,
yeah, it smells like piss. Nice.
They should ban bicycles from that. Other than that, it'd be great. Trying to have a nice walk across it. Look out! Look out!
Yeah, they do. They will just scream at you. Yeah, look out.
Left so side!
Scares the hell out of you.
Left!
I don't know my left.
Okay. Let's see. In 1989, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade premiered.
One of the finest, most entertaining movies I've ever seen. Well, I saw it at the drive-in.
Is that when Sean Connery?
Listen to this. The whole family, the honor family, gets into the minivan. We pop our own popcorn, of course. We were quite poor, and we would go to the... And it was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade and The Naked Gun.
Oh.
And if you think 13-year-old Josh Arnold wasn't in hog heaven.
Wow. That's cool. Would you want to get to... this is really important. Happy birthday to...
Oh,
that's cool.
Something went wrong there. I don't know if you were...
That's cool.
Hog. I don't know if you were laughing at it being poor and they popped their own popcorn. I don't, but I demand... I feel like our listeners...
I need an honest answer here.
Yeah, what happened?
Been here from, let's say, 9:15 to now... Would the show be much better? Would it have been? I get the impression, yes. The answer is yes.
It was a touching, story.
That's a nice memory.
That an empty chair would have been better.
It was hog, wasn't it? Is that what did it? Him saying hog, wasn't it?
He's saying I'm in hog heaven.
I think he read some massacre and then he couldn't say
gosh.
It.
That'll do, bitch.
That'll do.
I'm sorry. Could we get back to science here?
Okay. Science.
Okay, I'm going to give you a slow pitch, Reno. You ready?
All right.
1866.
Marked down from 19.
The birthday of Dan Fahrenheit.
Is this a joke?
Are you kidding me?
Was his name really Dan?
Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit.
Are you kidding right now?
Yes. You know who that was?
He turned 98.6.
Sister
Celsius. No, that was he. He changed his name from Celsius.
They did not like each other.
Wow.
They didn't agree on anything.
I'm surprised they went with the Fahrenheit. Wouldn't it have been better to go with Gabe?
Oh, boy, 78 Gabe out.
Yeah.
No. Fahrenheit's way better.
No, and nobody says Fahrenheit either.
Yeah, Gabe 451, not for me.
Oh, good point. I do like Fahrenheit. I remember back in the day, they would require you to give the temperature in Celsius.
This is so silly.
I hated that. Okay. Josh, this will cheer you up. I think you feel like you've been slighted. In 1879. Mm-hmm. Harry Burnett Reese invented something.
Carol Burnett.
Yes, he invented the peanut butter cup.
That's correct. The Reese's cup.
Reese cup.
Reese's.
The Reese cups.
Reese's cup, and it's
talking to a bunch of Hill Jacks.
I'm in the hardware store here in about a half hour, and I'm going to have me a Reese cup.
I'm going to get me a Reese cup.
Hey, Reno, maybe the album could be called Talking to a Bunch of Hill Jacks.
I like that.
Reno, be honest. You guys say Reese cup, right?
Reese cup.
You weirdos.
You weirdos.
I'm going to wash down my Reese cup with a nice pop.
You don't say pop either. Everything's Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Okay. Well, I think there's a couple of other important birthdays.
Josh, do you really think we talk like we just walk around? You got your chocolate, my peanut butter. We really talk like that?
No, of course not.
I do.
Of course. I'm a man of the people.
I know you do, Jake.
Mom made shake and bake.
Happy birthday, Bob Dylan, Mr. Robert Zimmerman.
All right,
give
Bob
him an award. He just
You've outlived your usefulness. Step aside.
Bob, it sings great. Like a zip tie.
I
don't even know what that means, and it's funny.
Man, that's descriptive.
Isn't
you are that, so right.
It's like a zip tie.
I'm Bob Dylan.
Say zip tie. Oh, no, it was Bob.
Wouldn't that be a great commercial?
Oh, that's so funny.
How many zip ties does it take?
Okay, I'm getting information
that
Samuel Morse was born April 27th.
Why are we talking about
that? Yeah, so why are we talking about it now?
You're just a filthy liar.
Just make stuff up.
You know, if you lie about one, we're not going to believe you.
Oh, sorry. No, it wasn't his birthday.
Oh, what was it?
He tapped out the first telegraph message on this date in 1844.
Oh.
So you're just too lazy to read another line down and just told us it was his birthday.
So,
preparation?
See, here's the headline. Samuel Morse taps out first telegraph message. Those dance lessons finally paid off.
That's so funny.
That's pretty good.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
I'm sorry. Back to birthdays. Happy birthday, Bob Dylan.
That's so funny.
He could be Robert Zipperman.
Yes.
He could be.
Lady Lee. Okay, happy birthday, Priscilla Presley.
Oh, speaking of the Naked Gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Happy birthday, Alfred Molina. Is he still with us?
He sure is. And what a fun. He was just in Promising Young Woman.
Yes, well,
that's wonderful, right. Oh, yeah. He's the guy sobbing in his
car. Oh, boy, he's great.
Yeah. Happy birthday to the great Roseanne Cash. Oh, and friend of the show, John C. Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's in his 50s, 56, 58, something.
Born
like that.
In 65.
Wow.
Will Sasso, who was terrific as Curly
in the
Three Stooges movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Well worth seeing.
He is a funny guy.
Okay. So, Reno, I don't think we came to a conclusion, did we? The album.
We got some time.
Labor and material.
Labor and material is pretty good.
I'll use it.
Oh, is that something?
Josh Arnold, Labor and Material.
Do you have the construction angle, though?
Yeah. But
not at all.
Your album is already titled.
Such a good title.
How about Out of Material?
Again, I'm trying to sell this thing.
I like talking to a bunch of hill jacks.
No.
You can't.
No, you cannot do that, Tom.
Mm-mm.
You're insulting.
Hill jacks and nail guns.
You don't do that.
Wait a minute. Hill jacks and nail guns is amazing.
Isn't that a John Prine song?
Yes. No, that's perfect. And then Reno, then have you up against the wall, or you've been nail gunned to the wall.
Yes.
Or a jackhammer.
All your clothes, and you've been pounded onto the wall. Yep. And then you've got one right in the middle of your forehead with a blood trickling.
Yes, indeed.
You have this thing about me being dead.
Yeah, he does.
No, you're not dead. You're just
hurt.
I can send PJ down to art direct this.
Hill Jackson.
We nail you to a wall. Right. Literally, nail all your clothes around you.
You could Photoshop it, okay?
And you're not going to Photoshop it. It's like me, real horns, real
Reno, rails. You made a mistake here asking my dad for help. Around the studio, we call this complicating. It's when you ask for something to be simpler, and then he complicates it. We put Tom right in there. It's a lot of fun.
I still like Reno failure.
Mm.
No,
it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Maybe we should go with your last name.
Collier?
Call your mom?
What's that? Call what's there? It's a textbook, printer. Right? Collier's illustrated version of your prostate?
Encyclopedia?
Like
yep. Okay.
There was a magazine called Collier's.
Collier's Paint Your Own Ass. That's right.
I don't know what you gave him recently, but you keep giving him more of it. He's killing me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.